Hello, hello, and welcome to today's Sunday Tea Time. Sunday Tea Time live every Sunday at 5. I'm Aline.
And I'm Simon. And I think today is episode 45.
45.
Right?
And today we're going to be talking about live streams. Live stream 101.
Exactly. So today is a live stream about live streams. Yay. Welcome, everybody. So literally what we're going to talk about today is what we just said. Going to talk about live streams, or specifically how you can use live streams for your business.
Yes.
And why we think, especially right now, it could
be helpful.
Exactly, it can be helpful, and it could be definitely a part of your marketing and communication strategy of your business.
Mm-hmm.
So want to go through a few bullet points, a few questions.
But first, we want to make sure you guys can actually hear us.
Exactly.
So shoot us a comment, say hey, say good evening, say whatever you feel. And we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Carrie Ann is in the house. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi.
As always.
Hi, Brian.
Brian, you're one of our loyal viewers. Good to see you. All right. Sorry for that. Put all your questions, your thoughts, and comments you have in the chat. We will at the end we'll have a Q&A and make sure that we will answer all your questions, go through all your questions, and of course from time to time have a look at the comment section and make sure we don't miss anything.
And bear in mind, there is around a 20-second delay from when you actually put your comments till when we see them.
Exactly. And we scroll to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram,
and Twitter.
And depending on the platform, some is a little faster than the other. Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you're having a problem on one of the platforms, just know that YouTube is the most stable platform overall, and you can find us at Ask Academy Jamaica on YouTube.
Exactly. So we're filling up step
Hello.
By step.
Good evening,
Marlene.
Good evening, Leanne.
Leanne. Okay, that's how you pronounce it. Perfect. Okay, so it looks like
good.
That the sound is clear, and good. You guys can hear and see us clear. Let's go to here. Hello, Patrice.
Hello.
Good to have you here. So, generally speaking, if this is your first time you're tuning in, we go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. for our weekly Sunday tea time and talk marketing and business stuff for Jamaican companies. So, mark it in your calendar, and we are happy to see you next time if you see that as a recording. And of course, if you are live in the stream right now, welcome to the stream and thanks for tuning in. So what are we going to talk about today? First of all, we talk a little bit about why we think you should use live streams. I think that's the first important point, and then we will of course talk about the gear that we use, so a little bit about the tech stuff. And we will also talk about the software that we use, or the different options that you
have to
go live. That you literally, after this live stream, this little training today, know everything you need to know to do your first live stream next week, or after this after you see this, after you watch this video. So make sure we have enough tea, and then we are going to start right now. And again, if you have any specific question about live stream, about marketing, about your business, feel free to put it in the chat, and then we will go through it and answer all the questions. If it makes sense, we will do it through the stream, or maybe a little bit at the end when we have the Q&A. So are you ready so far? Okay, so I share a little bit about the thoughts that I have, or why I think that it makes sense, or why every business should use live streams. Or do you want to start?
You can start.
All right. So there are basically two things or two reasons, two main reasons at least, why I think that live streams are a great way, a great marketing channel, and yeah, every business should at least think about using it. Because let's be honest, the distribution power that it gives you is theoretically limitless, meaning, theoretically, if people share your live stream, whatever, you can reach basically the world. And yeah, a few years ago, that was only available for billion US dollar companies. Yeah. And yeah, now television. It's in the hands mm-hmm. of basically everybody and every private person that has a smartphone and an internet connection. So yeah, I think it's a great chance from that perspective. Mm-hmm. But to be a little bit more practical, I think when it comes to generally speaking, producing content for social media, live streams are probably statistically speaking, but in our experience, one of the most engaging formats, meaning you get direct feedback, you can mm-hmm. interact in real time with your audience, you can ask them questions, they can ask you questions, you can solve their problems immediately without much filter between you and your target audience on the one hand. And on the other hand, it's relatively easy to produce, meaning the kind of raw format of it mm-hmm. That what makes it, I think, for a lot of people attractive. So it's mm-hmm. not that polished. It's real. You can really talk to people and have a real interaction, and not just a polished PR video that is out there and that goes a million review processes and mm-hmm. takes a lot of time to produce, create. Mm-hmm. to create, costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, you need to put a lot of money behind it to figure out if it actually works. And then mm-hmm. maybe it doesn't even work, or the audience doesn't even respond to it.
Yeah.
So I think the two main reasons for live streams is number one, you get one of the best interaction rates with your audience, one of the most reach on the social platforms. And on the other hand, it's one of the easiest to produce content formats in general.
Okay. I think you pretty much said everything. But let's see. Yes, I agree with you. Plus, or maybe just to expound a little bit more in terms of how or why it has so much reach on social media itself. So on each social media platform, when you actually go live, then whoever is following you actually sees that immediately as a notification. So for example, on Instagram, you'll see in the stories section, whoever is live at that moment is the first person in the stories. So things like that. Social media platforms are pushing lives because they know that you're going to be watching it and staying on the live to be able to watch it and interact with whoever you're following, the person mm-hmm. that you're interested in following, in watching rather, mm-hmm. in the live stream. So they push it quite much on each platform. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Also do agree with the aspect of it being natural. As you can see, we make enough mistake, left, right, and center. Bare mistake all the time. Yes, that happens. And it's natural. It's more comfortable. You don't have to create a whole pre-process, meaning it is better when you are more as natural as possible to be able to interact with people so people are more comfortable with you. And I find that to be very good mm-hmm. because that is a different face, or you get to show your real face and then your audience gets to actually interact with you on a more personal basis as a result. Mm-hmm. The next thing is in terms of feedback. This whole one-to-one feedback, as you guys know, with the COVID right now, you have to be more online and communicating with people from a distance, basically. So to be able to actually communicate with video, still have, of course, it's one-sided for us, but you guys can see us, and we can see what you're saying. So that immediate feedback is also very helpful for a business and to be able to actually interact with their customers and audience, etc. That's priceless, I think. That's very, very helpful. It's helpful for the customer because then the business can actually tailor what they offer to the customer. And it's helpful for the business, vice versa, the same result, same reason, for the same reason, rather.
And what I just thought about when you were talking was, I think, what I think you said is also super important, that live streams are not only for social media in these times. I think, as you said, people are at home, a lot of communication occurs through a stream, through a Zoom meeting, or whatever it might be. So from even three steps back, from a more strategic perspective, I think if you're not streaming live to social media like we right now, I think you can still take one of few things away from today's stream in terms of what gears to use and things of that nature. I think live stream is, because of that, one of the reasons why it gets pushed more out on the social platforms, because I think depending on what platform and depending on what statistics you look like, you have like 2 to 5% of your actual followers on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, actually see your content when you post it. So with live streams, that's way higher. Of course, not everybody sees it because not everybody's online or not everybody gets the notification. But compared to other content, it's definitely one of the most, what do you say, that's one of the most reach and that gets distributed the most from the social platforms with all the notifications and all the bills, the whistles, as you said.
Bells and whistles, bells and whistles, exactly. So we spoke about the why. Why should businesses use live streams? I'd like to also talk about the where and the how. And by how, I mean every live stream doesn't have to be the same, meaning an ex-business over there shouldn't go and do a Sunday tea time just because it's Sunday tea time. I mean, it should match your business and match what you can do as well as match your customers. What are they, what do they want to see?
Yeah, I think that's true. By the way, before we expand more on that, we see your questions and your comments. Put your questions that you have in the chat, in the comment section, and we will get through them. Just as a note, we see them, we will not forget them. Put them a little bit at the end of the stream when we actually have the Q&A and get a little bit more in the discussion mode.
Every business will probably have a different creative way of producing live streams and interacting with their audience. It is not necessarily about too much planning ahead of how to do it, but starting and then figuring out what actually works best for your audience and for your business over time. And then it will mold into something that works for both parties.
Yeah. I think one thing that you said early on triggered something. I think, by the way, one of the main reasons why people don't go live is the reason why you and I think it's good to go live. As you said, we make mistakes, you're more human. And I think that's something that a lot of people prevent, post in general or get on social media or get their face out there. But even more in a live situation, because you think, okay, I can't delete it or I can't take it back. It's live. As soon as I do it, it's out there. But at the end of the day, the question is, okay, do you want to grow your business at a certain point in time? And then you have to do things that you maybe do not like or are not that experienced at the beginning. And at the end of the day, that is how life is. I mean, when you meet somebody the first time and the person sees you the first time, you cannot say, oh, please rewind and let me try again. Okay, that's just not how life works.
Yeah.
So I think instead of working years on putting a polished and therefore kind of fake persona or image or whatever out there, especially right now, especially with the technology that we have, especially in a time where people look for real human connection, I think a live stream is not the perfect tool, definitely not, but I think a great tool to start with, and also a tool that you can use for your business.
Yeah, and natural is good, and things that are embarrassing can happen from time to time, but we are human, and that's normal. On one of these live streams, a fly pitched on my face, okay? And I did not delete that live stream. That means...
Go and find it.
That means...
all our live streams.
That means that it is important to put your business before yourself. It is important to think about what it is that your customers want, what your audience needs as well and wants, and put that before what you think is best or your embarrassment, for example, in that case. Yeah.
All right. Enough motivational talk for today.
Yeah.
Let's get to the next point.
Yeah. The next point was where. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about where.
Exactly.
So that all depends on where your customers actually are, which means that you need to understand your customer avatar, demographics, what they actually, which platforms rather they're interested in and where they spend their time. That's where you should be. Yeah.
Don't make the mistake because your competitor or your neighbor or your friend or your cousin is on Instagram or whatever. And you have a B2B business that sells, I don't know, construction machines that you think, oh, I have to have an Instagram account now. Or go live on Instagram or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily the case. So I think make sure you have a specific goal in mind that you want to reach. That's not necessarily likes, especially when you approach it from a business perspective.
Yeah.
But make sure that you choose the platform accordingly.
Yeah, good. Okay. Gear software tips. I think we went through a lot of tips already.
That's true. Again, if you just joined, or if this is the first time you joined today, we go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. and talk about business and marketing related stuff for Jamaican companies. And today, obviously, about live streams. If you have a question, any thoughts, any recommendations, comments, put it in the chat. And then, we will go through it later and answer all your questions
at the Q&A section. And also, Instagram, just know that where it's easier for us to go through the questions on YouTube, and it's also more stable on YouTube. So,
Instagram works, but YouTube works a little better.
Yeah.
And by the way, on YouTube, you can watch the recording and the replay in terms of, the connection gets unstable or anything like that.
Ah, right. And for those of you, whichever platform you're on, give some love, a like, a thumbs up, a subscribe if you haven't done so as yet as well.
Yep. It's always a good idea. Okay, should we talk about the gear a little bit? Tech nerd stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
What will you need to be able to go live?
Exactly. So I think we can talk about the absolute minimum.
Yes.
And then something
build
that
from there. Yeah, they can always build up from there. Can
upgrade. So, what do you need to go live in the first place on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram? Mm-hmm. Just pick your social media platform that you like, and that's basically your phone. Probably, if you have a smartphone with a decent camera, and probably every smartphone has that nowadays, and stable internet connection. So make sure you are Wi-Fi area or connected to a Wi-Fi. Then you can go live. I think
you can, but to make it a little bit more better for your audience, it would be good to add on something that makes the sound clearer and makes them able to see you clearer as well. So that means lighting and, for example, a lavalier mic, which is really cheap, on like $10 for a lavalier mic.
Well, but for example, really, I would recommend to start with just your phone, because basics, especially at the beginning, you will find a million excuses why you need that tech and this, and it doesn't look again like, or it isn't sound or whatever.
Yeah.
Start with your phone. Mm-hmm. Your phone has an probably awesome and great camera and a good enough microphone, mm-hmm, because you talk with you to people on, you know, audio and stuff. So that works. For example, especially when you walking around, I don't know, maybe your first live stream is showcasing your showroom, your area, your store, whatever, mm-hmm, and say, hey, this is our store location, this is where we have this, this is where we have that, come and visit us, could be your first live stream, I don't know, then your phone is probably the best thing that you have. So depending on your use case, then of course it makes sense to upgrade and put different stuff on top of that, and we can talk about that in detail now. But for the beginning, make sure that the tech doesn't hold you back,
mm-hmm,
but that it supports your message, or that it just supports your effort.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's also good to start before, I think, see if you are able or comfortable or have the possibility to be comfortable, because the first time is probably not going to be that comfortable for you. Have the possibility to be comfortable eventually by just starting, as Simon said. Yeah.
I think experience, comes with time.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is to start. That's nothing, or nobody can take that away from you. Yeah. I mean, you could hire someone, but wouldn't do that. Anyway, okay, so let's say we go one step further and say, okay, the two main things are probably always, or the two main things that you can upgrade are basically always video,
mm-hmm,
your image quality, or audio, meaning your sound quality.
And before we go into the gear for that,
mm-hmm,
we should also talk about the fact that if there's a lot of background noise, then people probably won't be able to hear you and understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that you should bear in mind.
So location.
Location.
The room, yeah.
Right. And two is, what was the next one? Lighting, probably, I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Natural light is the best. So if you're going live in the dark, in a dark room, people not going to see you, it's going to be very grainy, it doesn't make any sense, try to do it in natural light as well. So get as much light, try to get in an area that doesn't have a lot of echo or a lot of background noise as well. Go ahead.
And the important thing is, when we say, or what we as humans think is a dark room, is not a dark room for a camera.
Okay? Yeah.
Our eyes are way, 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 way better.
Yeah.
Than any modern camera out there.
Letting more light.
Meaning, exactly, we can see way better in very low light situations, mm-hmm, than most cameras. So when you think it's bright enough, it's not, okay? Basically, every time you are indoors, it's already too dark for cameras,
mm-hmm,
on your phone or webcam or whatever, and it starts getting grainy. So again, that's why you need to make sure either you stand really directly beside a window and get, mm-hmm, daylight into it if you are not already outside. Or you get some artificial light.
Mm-hmm.
And really make sure that your scene or your set is lit properly.
Yeah, a good test is to actually take a video first with the, mm-hmm, same camera, which is probably going to be the selfie camera. Take a video first, take a picture first, see how grainy it is, see how clear it is, and then you'll understand how people will see you. But remember that if you're, for example, on internet connection that is not so good, or just not so good, then it's going to become even grainier. It won't be as clear. So think about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The slower your internet connection is, the more the quality will be downsampled of the video. And so
yeah.
I stable and high-speed internet connection is important to so that get a stable stream, but also high quality stream when it comes to the video quality.
Yeah, there would be a definite difference between when in Bush in St. Elizabeth versus New Kingston, for example, in terms of the internet speed and the quality of the video as a result.
And there are enough speed tests pages out there. Yeah. Just go into Google and type internet speed test and or something free. In there. Let it run and then you see if it's fast enough or how fast it is. Exactly.
Yeah.
There are a few artificial lights that you can use. So what we like to use when we are mobile, when we are traveling, or when you cannot use our normal setup, is some portable LED lights. Mm-hmm. They are very helpful. You can put them, you can easily set them up, put everything and up portable, in a few minutes, and portable. So that's option number one. They have a downsized that they only run on batteries. Mm-hmm. So they have a time limit on them. But again, as a cheap and easy option, I think worth a look. And the other option is you get some softbox lighting. That's basically what we're using here.
Yeah.
You can get them on Amazon or generally speaking online. Will cost you, depending on the brand and setup and whatever, probably something between $50 and $150 US.
Yeah.
Something
can be more as well, but
of course, there's always no limit. But something in that range should be already enough to get a decent lighting setup. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you are alone, then some of the ring lights can also work and create a nice lighting and a nice picture.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some ideas, but don't underestimate how important it is to have enough light and to have great lighting.
Yes.
Generally speaking.
Something I forgot to mention earlier, in terms of the way that you go live, meaning it doesn't have to be a situation like this where we go live every Sunday. It could be a situation where you go live in the mornings, it could be in the evenings, it could be every Tuesday, whatever it is, or it could be random. But whatever it is, ensure that it's consistent, that your audience actually knows, hey, you'll be there at this time, and they can come and interact with you. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely increases the show-up rates of the people when they know it's on a specific and at a certain time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, let's talk about audio, huh?
Yeah.
And mics.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to start?
I think I already spoke about the lavalier, but
cool.
You could also just use the headphones that comes with your phone, the earphones that come with your phone that has a mic built in. That's fine. If you want a little bit of upgrade, which is not that expensive at all, is the lavalier mics, and they're super cheap, $10 US, probably the cheapest, or maybe $8 US you can find it for. And they basically allow the sound from your voice when you put it in the right area to be concentrated and focused. So it cuts out a lot of the background noise, is the point.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. So if you have, if you're using your phone anyway, and your built-in microphone is not good enough to block out all the other noises that coming from around that you maybe don't even recognize because of our brain is so good to filtering out the other noise, then use the headphone mic that is built in.
Yeah.
Or especially, I think, when the distance is a little longer, for example, you film over longer distance than just from your hand, then a lavalier mic with a longer cord is also helpful. So I think that would be the next step to upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
And something else. Generally speaking, a tripod is always a good investment.
Yeah.
So to put up your phone or put up your camera, your webcam, whatever you're using.
Mm-hmm.
So a good tripod, always a good investment. And again, I think something that works and is stable enough, you can get that between 30 and, I don't know, $100, you can get something, really solid that is absolutely enough for these purposes.
Yeah, and bear in mind the ring lights that Simon mentioned earlier, they usually come on a tripod, and then they have a section where you can put your phone in the middle of the ring. So that's a all-in-one solution, basically. Yeah.
And then what we use as a setup here is basically we use as a camera, of course, for Instagram, we just use a phone.
Yeah.
But for everything else, we use a webcam. I think it's the Logitech C920. I think the most used webcam out there. Yeah. If you Google that, then you will probably find it. I think it costs $100, something around that ballpark. And I think it has a great image quality for the price point, and HD, so everything that you need from that perspective, and definitely better than a built-in camera in your laptop or something.
Whatever something it is, like that. Whatever it is, just make sure that whatever camera you're using actually can video HD 1080p quality at least. Okay.
Well, not necessarily, because on Facebook,
720.
Exactly, yeah. Because on Facebook and on most streaming platforms, you can only stream with 720, so mm-hmm. that would be even absolutely enough.
Yeah.
But just make sure that your camera, generally speaking, the quality is
good. But for enough. The future, invest in the future. Better is always good. Go ahead.
And and again, of course, to support the camera, we have some softbox lighting here that do a great job. And then for the microphone or for the audio solution, especially when you're multiple people, then lavalier mic or something like that doesn't really work. Therefore, if you don't want to have a complex setup with audio mixers and things of that nature, and you just if you want just a plug and play solution, and we wanted that, then use something like the Blue Yeti microphone. That's what we use right now. And it's literally just a USB port that you plug in your laptop, mm-hmm. and then you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the price point is something $100-$150. I think something around that ballpark. So that's it so far from the gear side.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So make sure you have a camera. We recommend the webcam, Logitech C920. Make sure you have some decent lighting with it. LED lighting or softbox lighting, whatever mm-hmm. makes sense, or a ring light, for example. Then for the audio solution, use the built-in microphone of your phone. If that's not enough, use the headphones headphone microphone, or buy a lavalier mic, or if you're more stationary or want a little bit better sound quality, invest a little more in microphone stand or whatever you want to call that plug and play thing like the Blue Yeti. I think a lot of people out there using it, very popular, and there's a reason for that. Okay, so far, so much about the gear. Let's talk a little bit about the software or the platforms. Before we go into the Q&A. So we see the few questions so far that we have. So again, if you have another question, feel free to put it in the chat in the comment section, and then we will get to it in a minute. So, the software we use, or how can you then actually go live? Assuming that you have all the gear together, and even if it's your just your smartphone. So, most social platforms, meaning Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, they have a native, meaning a built-in, live function, meaning you just go to Facebook, click Facebook Live, and you go live. Make sure that you go with your company page live and not with your personal profile, for example. But you don't, and the same with YouTube, just click the live button and then you go live. The same with Instagram. So you don't need any specific software or anything from that side if you just want to go live on one platform, which is probably enough, especially when you're just starting out and when you have one platform where you know, okay, that's my target audience that I want to reach. So there is no real hurdle for starting from that from that side. So you don't necessarily need any software to stream or to go live. Nonetheless, the software that we like to use for a simple reason is that we want to stream through multiple platforms and therefore we don't want to stream separate on every platform, but want again use our time in the most efficient way and reach the most people possible. Therefore, that was the reason why we want to stream on multiple platforms. And the software solution that in our eyes does that the best is StreamYard, meaning it's a complete browser-based solution. You just log in with your Chrome browser or whatever you're using. Plug in your mic, plug in your camera, connect your social platforms, then you basically click on go live, and that's it. You stream with one setup to multiple platforms and distribute it all over the place. You can put in intros, outros, banner, and a lot of design stuff. But and I think that's
in
the most
real time.
In real time, but I think the most important part is that it's really easy to use and to manage. I mean, even without a big team and even without a lot of tech experience, and there are also a lot of great tutorials out there how to use it. If you want to stream to multiple platforms, if you want to add a little more fancy stuff, maybe some branding elements, some intros, some outros, whatever it might be, there are a lot of options. Or manage the comments from different platforms in real time, answer them, things of that nature.
Except for Instagram, because you can only use Instagram on your phone in terms of going live.
Exactly. So then we would recommend StreamYard. And one thing that StreamYard can't do, but any other software also cannot do, because that's a restriction from the Instagram side, is that you cannot go multi-stream to multiple platforms and also to Instagram. Instagram, the only way how you can go live on Instagram is really, at least right now, through the native app on a phone. So that's literally the only way right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think, or at least from my side, that's it so far about gear and software and the tech stuff that we use.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into the Q&A or anything else to add?
Nope, Q&A.
Okay, so guys, give us a second to catch up with your questions, to read your comments, and to respond. In the meantime, feel free to hit the like button if that was helpful so far.
Show some love.
Show some love. Subscribe if you haven't done so as yet. If you like the live streams or want to get notified in general when you go live, release a video, make sure you have that bell notification on YouTube activated or clicked on it so that you actually get notified. And let's jump into the first question from Patrice. So the question is it best to wait until you have a few people on or to start on time, whether or not people have joined as you join? Okay, so I'm German, so I'm always say start on time.
I think it depends on what you're doing. So in this case where we are going to leave the live up and it will be able to be viewed as a replay, we can start on time. If you definitely need people there to be interacting with, to talk to at the same time, what exactly you're doing, I don't know. But then you'd probably want to do a little long interlude, or not interlude, but introduction, basically, that will allow people to start coming in so that you can interact with them. But as Simon said, on time is always the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would always start on time, or let me start a little differently. Be aware that when you do your first live streams and you do not have a big audience already on social media or a big following or whatever, and therefore know that already 500 people will show up no matter what, you will probably start with little to no people when you start your live stream.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of that and don't make them, or start nonetheless, and don't sit there and wait till the first people show up, because probably most of your people, most of your viewers will watch the video after the fact, meaning the replay, the recording, if you keep it up, and I would probably recommend you do that.
Definitely.
So I think, as Aline said, the way how we to do it, that you have a little standard intro, a little content presentation, whatever it is that you have prepared for, let's say, the first 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes, depending again of what you're doing and what the circumstances are, so that people can tune in, so that people get the notifications on the different social platforms, because sometimes it just takes some time, or YouTube or Instagram, whatever, wants to see, okay, are people actually joining? And then they notify more people and are they staying? So just give the platforms or give people some time to join. And that, in our experience, or from my experience, is the best if you have something pre-prepared and that you can talk comfortably till people catch up. But start nonetheless, and don't make the mistake that you stop or wait till people are there, because that's then very annoying for the people that watch the replay if you're sitting there the first 5 to 10 minutes and nothing really happens. Start on time, have something prepared, wait till people joined and catch up, and then go with your one-on-one interaction. That would be so my recap.
I agree with that. Bear in mind as well that when you begin and you're just sitting there or aren't really doing anything but waiting for people to come, the people that are there will leave because they can find something more interesting to do than watch you wait. So ensure that you have something that, or you're starting to interact with the people from the get-go, that you can keep the people that are on from the start interested, and over time keep those that continuously roll in interested as well.
Absolutely. And again, if you can't do that perfectly at the beginning, I think that's one of the positive things, first of all, that you you gain experience, it shows that you are a human. Nobody was born as a live stream host or something like that, so appreciate the opportunity. And be aware that if you do it, one of the first ones, you have the first mover advantage. Don't let the fear stop you here. Do it and get better over time. That ties seamlessly into Denise's questions. The fact that you two are teaming with Livestream tells a story. Maybe a good idea could be to team up with someone to get over the fear. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea, and definitely one of the reasons why we do that together. There will be situations where you don't know what to say, where you lose your track or your train of thought, or
it's
whatever.
Good to have a second person.
I think that's definitely a great idea. To have a second one.
But don't have too many people. That's one, because that can be distracting. And two, ensure that that second person makes sense for your business. I mean, we're business partners, so in that case, it makes sense. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm not sure your specific situation, but just ensure that whoever the second person is, that it makes sense for the live stream itself.
Yeah, or for example, if you are the business expert or the business person, you can get a producer, someone that does the tech side, the live stream stuff, and is maybe behind the scenes so that you don't have to do 10 things at the same time, that you don't have to handle the comments or the live stream and the tech and the lighting and the camera. And then, you know, what do you actually say then? So that you can focus on your content. So I think there are different ways, but yeah, get help if necessary. I think that's a good idea to build a team.
And that person can also help you to stay on track in terms of what you're talking about, or remind you where you were if you forgot and stuff like that as well. So second person, it's always good teaming up.
So is our personal choice doing lives via YouTube? Well, yes and no. Yes, YouTube, definitely. We are live on YouTube right now. But definitely not only. So we are also live on Facebook,
Twitter,
or Periscope, and on Instagram. So we try to be on many platforms as possible, and where our viewers and listeners are. We also have a podcast, by the way. If you want to listen to our material where you're on the road, or where you can't watch but only listen, on your favorite podcast platform, whatever that might be, just search for Ask Academy Podcast, and you will find all these sessions also in audio form. So we use as many as possible, but at least from my point of view, I think at least right now, YouTube is our favorite platform, especially when it's about live stream or video content.
Also, I think YouTube is our favorite platform because it has a library where people can go and search and find the videos afterwards. So even after the video is posted, live stream is done, people roll in and continuously watch it over time over the years. So YouTube is definitely a great video library overall, where people can actually search or videos, search for what specific content they want to listen to and what they want to learn on whichever specific day, whenever they want.
100%. I think that's the main advantage that has YouTube over Instagram, Facebook, whatever, because I think on Twitter, every post is in a few minutes already old. On Instagram, maybe a few hours, but on Facebook, maybe a few days if you're happy. But yeah, it makes it super hard to find any past content. You have to
search
for it very hard and not really good.
Yeah, and you can search for topics on YouTube, which
is and same for LinkedIn, by the way. So yeah, YouTube for video content and to build a content library that benefits your audience over time. I think that's and I think that's also one of the reasons why our YouTube audience, the live streams, is the most active one, grows the fastest one. So yeah, that's just our real life experience that we're sharing here. And if that is actually helpful, feel free to show some love, hit the like button or the heart or whatever social platform you are on right now. And if you have any questions, feel free to put it in the chat in the comment section, and then we're trying to answer them. So Denise says, I've hosted a couple of Zoom meetings, also been on a virtual interview. On these occasions, despite added lighting, the picture has been hazy on my end, but not for others on the call. Any other ideas?
Next one.
Yeah, exactly. So there are different different reasons why the image could be hazy. So your internet connection could be a reason. If that's too slow, you can have the best video or the best camera in the world. At the other end, it will just arrive in low quality. And then, of course, the next thing would be, do you have a decent camera to actually get nice image, and to get that, make sure you have a decent camera and good lighting. Denise says, I agree, being on time is important. You have to make others aware of what to expect from you from the get-go.
I agree.
Exactly. Yeah. I think there are, I don't know, superstars or something with millions of followers that can go live just right now on social media randomly. And randomly and have a few hundred people watching. if your main job is not to be a social media celebrity, but you actually run and operate a business like we do, then you don't have the time for doing that. But actually, need to operate a business and use social media as a marketing platform. So yeah, have a structured plan behind your live streams so that people are aware of it, know what they get from the content because they invest their time. So make sure they get a benefit out of that. And using a fixed time and date is, at least in our experience, a good way of doing that. Yeah. So Carrie Ann is asking what the name of the mic is that we use right now.
She's talking about the Lavalier Live Air. Lavalier. I think it's spelled Lavalier, and it kind of looks like a headphones and just pins to your clothes. Yeah. And it's a lavalier mic.
Like a cavalier, just with an L at the beginning.
There we go.
These little speaker mics. Yeah. When you see people speak on stage, like little clip mics. These are the things. And if they're with a cable, and that's what you should look for, make sure they have the right connection for your phone with the light.
3.5 millimeter jack.
If that's the right one for your phone, I don't know.
Usually,
What iPhones or other things, what works for that. But yeah, again, depending on your model, make sure that the connection actually works. But again, cable solutions or one with a cable, they cost 10, 20, 30 US dollars, something in that ballpark. And yeah, that's usually a good starting point.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for taking the time, coming, showing the love.
Asking questions.
Exactly. Well. Okay. Lavalier. Yeah, I think that's kind of how it's spelled.
Or with an E. Lavalier or Lavalier, one of those.
Exactly. Yeah. But Google will give you the right.
Yeah. Once you Google it, it will figure it out for sure.
Exactly. All right. So again, guys, if you have any questions, we give it one or two more minutes. Feel free to put it in the chat. We know there is some delay, we gonna make sure we don't cut anybody off. Let's recap really quick, and in the meantime, feel free to put your questions in the chat. Was there anything you want to add that I maybe missed?
Nine.
Okay, so first of all, again, thanks for tuning in, everybody, no matter if you're seeing this live right now or watching the recording, the replay. We go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. for our Sunday tea time and talk about business and marketing related stuff like today. And today, really practical stuff, meaning how to use live streams for your business. So if that was helpful, again, give it a like and feel free to tune in next week.
Yeah. So, on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or Twitter.
Exactly.
YouTube is always the best, just say that.
True. And if you haven't done so as yet, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And if you're on one of the other platforms, check the YouTube channel out on YouTube at Ask Academy. Ask Academy Jamaica. That's what you should search for to find us on YouTube. Sorry. Okay, so quick recap and rundown about live streams. So why should you use live streams for your business? Why should you think about it? So right now, a lot of people are sitting at home and spending their time online and a lot of the time on social media. Or it's a great way to reach your potential customer, your target audience. When we talk about content on social media, live streams are for sure one of the ones most pushed ones with the most reach. We actually reach customers without paying or running ads to reach somebody, because otherwise organic content has something between 1% and 5% of organic reach. So live streams are a great way to reach a lot of people. And also, when it comes to the production cost, or generally speaking, the production volume, it's really fast paced and really easy to produce. You basically can start with your phone and internet connection. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, in terms of engagement, it's one of the most engaging content forms or channels because you get immediate feedback from your audience. You can ask them questions. They can ask you questions. You can interact and really build a relationship. Also, because of the nature of the format, because it's live, you will make mistakes. It's natural, and I think especially when you are a business, and especially right now, giving the business a face is always a good idea.
Yeah.
So there are probably more reasons to use live streams, but these are just a few of the reasons why we think live streams are a good idea. Then, of course, make sure that you don't go live stream or don't use live streams just because we said it or just because your neighbor did it.
Yeah.
Make sure it actually makes sense, that you have a clear goal in mind, that you choose the right platform, and a lot of other things. If you need help with that, always feel free to reach out, and we're happy to help you. Then, gear that you should use or gear that you can use to create good live streams. First of all, make sure that you have a stable Wi-Fi connection, no matter what you use, that you have a high-speed internet connection to make sure that on the receiving end, people get a clear image and a clear audio. Besides from that, you can really start with your phone. You don't need any fancy equipment. Basically, any modern smartphone with a decent camera and decent mic should work.
Yeah. Or earphones.
Exactly. If you want to upgrade a little bit, use your earphones, your headphones, buy a lavalier mic, maybe a tripod to put your phone in, some lights to get good or better image.
Quality.
Image quality, exactly. Especially when you're indoors, keep in mind cameras are way, way worse than human eyes. When you think, oh, it's bright in this room, I can see everything, it's pitch black for a camera. Okay, so make sure you have really, really good lighting. Either you are directly on a window or get a lot of natural light, or you have artificial light, softbox, LED lights, something of that nature. And of course, make sure you have a good camera, either a good phone camera or a good webcam. We recommend the Logitech C920, something like that. They make good webcams. And then, in terms of the audio, we use Blue Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Just a USB mic that you can put on your
computer,
put on your desk, put on your table, plug into your computer, exactly, and ready to go. Very easy and, good price point, I think $100-$150, something in that range. And then, if you only want to go live on one platform, that's basically all that you need. We would recommend that you go live on a certain time for a certain topic and make your customers or your target audience aware of that before you go live. If you want to go live on multiple platforms at the same time and repurpose the contents, then we would recommend a software called StreamYard. I will put a link down there in the description somewhere and you can check it out. If you want to stream to multiple platforms at the same time, put some design elements to it, intros, outros, and some of the little more advanced and fancy stuff. And
But those aspects are not free in StreamYard, I think.
Exactly. Like everything in life and business that costs money. But nonetheless, great software.
Basis. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You can easily use it from your browser. So nothing to install. Just log in, plug your mic in, plug your camera in, connect your social accounts, and you're good to go. That's it pretty much. All right. So... Google it. That's the first step, and then you should find some sources to get it. Great to hear that. Great to hear that it was helpful. That's really helpful for us to get the feedback. And
that's why we do this.
Exactly. And every like, every comment, every share counts.
Interaction.
Exactly. So if you know someone else that can benefit from that, feel free to tag them.
Yeah.
Feel free to share it. That really helps us.
And thanks for asking questions as well, guys.
Exactly. So, thank you, Denise, for showing up, taking the time. And we hope to see you guys next week.
Yes.
As usual, 5 p.m. And thank you, Carrie, for showing up. And we wish you guys a great week. Great start in the week, and we hope to see you guys fresh and healthy next week, Sunday tea time, 5 p.m. Hope you have a good week.